Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Dr. G. Alfred Palmer here once again with another episode of Pause on Purpose. I wanted to come and talk today about I think one of the most talked about kinds of topic that's being relayed over the social media platforms currently in the last 4, 5, 6 months. I think it's been very important. I think the importance of the topic is indicative of what's necessary for us to progress in a productive fashion as humans, as humanity. I don't think that we can do it by ourselves. I don't think that, and that's why it's important for me to come into to share what I'm going to share, because I think it's important that we understand some things. I know some of the things that I've said on social media kind of upset some folks and made them a little angry, and to the point that some have unfriended me, don't follow me, or whatever, whatever. That's fine, because I'm a firm believer that where one won't, one will. So, or where one won't, several will. So it's not one of those things that nobody's voice is going to be accepted by everyone. There are some people that will hear us, and there are some people that won't, and that's okay. We've got to be okay with that, to the point that it doesn't stop us from moving forward to in doing what we're supposed to do. And because no matter how you sound to some people, or how gentle or how kind or how considerate you sound, they're still not going to hear what you're going to say. So it doesn't really matter how you put something. People are going to hear what they're going to hear, or not hear what they don't want to hear. That's just the way that we are. So I'm a firm believer in being who I am, and just allowing the chips to fall where they may, and to welcome and embrace that, because that's what's important. This episode, like any other episode, may not be what some people are looking for, and it may be for what other people are looking for, and that's fine. I'm looking for those that would hear my voice, and that would hear not my voice, but the voice or the mind that has dropped this in mind to in my mind for me to relay. So it's not a matter of trying to be liked, because being liked doesn't necessarily equate to being heard. A lot of times we it's not about what someone says, it's our relationship to them. And that's a mistake, because just because you don't like a person does not mean the things that they're saying is not valid. They may be valid, and even more so than those who you may get along or quote unquote like you, or you like them. So I want to talk about this idea that is very, very prevalent right now. And that is the idea of relationship, relationship in culture relationships, especially gender relationships, particularly male, female relationships, intimate relationships, marriage, those kinds of intimate relationships between male and female, man and woman, boy and girl. I'm not talking about same sex or whatever. There's so many other cross sections that we could introduce there, but this is what I'm talking about. I think that it's important that we understand the importance of the male, female, man, woman, boy, girl relationship, because I believe that it is the foundation for the creation of man and woman, and it's also the way that we are going to further humanity. So it being that these are important, I want to talk briefly about this relationship. Now, the first thing I want to relay is that, and I've said it time and time again, we weren't born male and female. We were born boys and girls. And there's a reason for that being born boys and girls. And you can hear that on another podcast, but there's a difference. But even before being born, there was an idea that preceded us, and that idea is it comes from a mind. And in my belief and in my understanding, that mind is the mind, is the creative source, or what I like to call the creator. We are in the image of that creator. And that image is not so much in gender, but it's in form of before we were created. That is how we were created, in that image. That image is in essence form. It is not a literal, concrete, biological, physical body. It is certain essence that carries certain qualities or attributes that are important. And the reason why these attributes come in two forms, basically. The first form is one to create, and the other is to form. One is to create, and the other is to form. And those two essences are further described or manifested or created in masculine and feminine essence. And those essence are still not physical form. Why? Because those forms it's not about physical form as it is. It affects the whole of creation. And so in that they affect whole of creation, they're not specific and targeted. Okay, because it's essence. Now, when essence takes on form, it becomes more strategic. Now, when we were born, essence was identified, but it won't work here. Essence doesn't work the same in the before us, or in the spiritual or divine realm, or the universal realm, however you want to put it. It doesn't operate the same. It needs to be more specific and targeted when it comes here, because it has to be meant to operate and function in this sphere. And so that the essence of creation or forming or masculinity and femininity is narrowed into what we call humanity. And that human form takes on a masculine and feminine essence, or masculine and feminine form, which is boy and girl. Boy and girl. And that's important to understand, because the whole idea between the idea of boy and girl, and for some reason some people don't want to be what they are, for whatever reason. They feel that particular station in life is very limiting to them, and they feel like they have been misappropriated or misdirected or set, or there's a mistake in the body type and the gender and the design that they have, which is not the case. What we have to learn to understand is that the universe does not make mistakes. And once we understand that the universe does not make mistakes, and the universe sends us, and that we have to learn to embrace and to accept that which we have been given to come here as. And once we learn to embrace that we understand that as a boy comes to initiate and inject, and that the girl comes to incubate and to carry. So it's and to form. These things are important because they fulfill the essence form of creation and forming. And so it's important that we gain an understanding and appreciation of what it means to be a boy and a girl. And I talked about that before, the acrostic for boy and girl. For boy, it is to be brave, optimistic, and yearning. And for the girl, it is to be gorgeous. It is imaginative, romantic, and yearning, and learning quickly. So it's these are essences, but yet these are qualities that are manifested as boys and girls, and they are developed. And it's important that parents and parenting takes place into developing and to identifying those strengths and those weaknesses, and help the children to mold and to shape, to form, to direct, and to discipline in line with what we see as manifested as that masculine, feminine, and those qualities that we see as in boys and in girls. So we have to learn, and that's what parenting is. But what we've come to do in this day and age is allow children to dictate what they're going to be. And that's not parenting. That's not parenting. That's a child that's a child dictating, and a child is not meant to be dictate. It's meant to be dictated to, and dictating calls for discipline, guidance. It calls for directing from a masculine standpoint. From a feminine standpoint, it calls for nurturing, for supporting, right? And for caring. So those are the things that we have to do. But at the same token, what we're doing is we're not, because of the relationships that are not functioning in a proper or a functional manner, our children are being misguided, not even guided, not even trained. And it's needed that both parents support and provide those masculine and feminine qualities as a parent that's necessary to ensure that the child gets the balance that's necessary for it to come up and to be functional. And it's brought up in the way that it should go. And so it's important that in relationship, especially with man and woman, it's important for us to understand this, that it's important that men and women think differently. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And the way that we think is that men are very, very pinpointed and targeted in thinking. Okay? Men are visionaries. And a visionary has a picture. And that picture is pinpointed and targeted. Okay? A man always has a vision because a man is a visionary. He sees things, and what a vision is purpose in picture form. So when a man is a man, see, here's the problem. We have the difference between a man and a male. And the problem is that a male thinks differently than a man because a male is not as developed mentally, emotionally, okay, spiritually as a man. A man is in contact and has developed and infused all the necessary qualities to begin to become the proper visionary that he needs to be in order for the divine to channel and to fulfill that purpose they have been sent here to fulfill. But here's what's important. Men are visionaries, but women come. And they're very global in thinking and very broad. This is why there sometimes seems to be this miscommunication between men and women, because they don't understand how their thinking is different, but yet necessary for them to come together. So it's important to understand that women think broadly. They're very broad in their thinking, and they think and they never seem to really come to a conclusion, which is important for a man to help to solidify and when we've reached that place, because a woman is configured and designed to continue to come up with ideas because she's global in her thinking, broad in her thinking, but yet strategic, because she'll get you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and she'll keep going because that's the way she is. That's the way she's built. Okay. And so it's important for a visionary to understand when we've reached that place and to help reel her in to say that we're here now. And so it's important that we understand that if we're going to affect change in our community, culture, and clan, we must accept our roles and our divine give that our roles are divinely given, and how we as men and women can come together and utilize both the visionary and the strategic in order to bring about that which would bring about change, proper change within our community, culture, and clan. We're having problems in relationships. Thus, it's reflecting in our community and culture and in our clan, and it's also reflective in our children. Our children we're seeing conflict. We're seeing cognitive dissidence, unsurety of gender roles. They don't know what to do. There is, because they have lacked the guidance that's necessary by parents. Parents have not been parenting. They have allowed themselves to they've relinquished the role of parenting to their children. And as odd as that seems, that is exactly what is happening. And as a result of that, our children have become and are becoming what they are. And we can look around and we can see the upheaval that is occurring within relationship. Divorce is up, marriage is down. Pregnancies are up. Abortion up. All these things that are taking place, and it's a lot because of people are more directed and more, what's more important is what I want. What I want is more important. And not the betterment of us as humanity, the betterment of us as a culture, not the betterment of us as a community, but the betterment of me as an individual. It's about me, myself, and I, and it's about what I want. And it's about me being a king or a queen, me being a diva or me being a gangster. And so those kinds of things have evolved into us being very selfish and self-centered. And as a result of that, we have not been able to come together and to really to find out what purpose is all about, to invoke purpose into the earth, and to evolve, elevate, and extend it into this realm. And so as a result of that, we're having problems, and we're going to continue to have problems until we understand the role of the man and the woman. We need each other. One creates and the other forms. And that's not a bad thing. That is mutual. And that is, a lot of times, you know, we say that, you know, we don't need each other. Yes, we do. We do need each other. Listen, we are equal, but not the same. Did you hear me? We are equal, but not the same. You can, and why is that? How is that possible? 2 + 2 = 4. That's equal. But 3 + 1 = 4, too. But they're not the same. They equal, but they're not the same. So what equals is the fact that we create and form. Creation plus forming is necessary for fulfillment. So we're equal, but not the same. Men create, women form. Men initiate. Okay, men initiate, but women incubate. And that's not a bad thing. But what we've done is we've made it a bad thing. And as a result, women want to be masculine. They want to initiate. Right? They want, and then there's some men who want to incubate. You're not equipped for that. She's not equipped for that. We came here, and what suit and design that you have is the specific suit and design that you were meant to have. Well, running out of time, I want to just put that out there for you, and I'm hoping that you can receive what I'm saying. We're getting ready to start. I want to introduce that we're going to be starting on July the 1st. We're going to be introducing our online courses that you can enroll in that will better bring home some of the things that we're talking about and give you some literature that you can hold, and not only that, but some research that we've done to solidify what it is that we're purporting to you. So I'm hoping that you'll join us. You can go to gapalmer.com, get any more information on upcoming and even existing materials. This is Dr. G. Alpha Palmer. Until next time, peace.